Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. This is the final promise we find in God's word, the final prophet promise. Three times in Revelation 22, Jesus says this, I come quickly. I have it underlined. I come quickly in verse 12. And then in verse number 20, surely. If we were in Kenya, and Ernie, because I was in Kenya, I would say in Swahili, Bila Shaka. Ernie, that's a good word, ain't it? Bila Shaka. It means without a doubt. Surely. Bila Shaka. I come quickly. Let me tell you, we are living in the last days. When the first verse in Hebrews chapter 1, when you start reading, because I know you're going to be a good Bible student and start reading Hebrews chapter 1, the very first verse, Hebrews chapter 1, God in sundry times and in diverse manners sometimes, has in these last days, very first verse, that's where we get the word eschatology from, last days. Paul knew they were living in the last days. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his day. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul is like me. Of course, he's much more spiritual. I shouldn't even use that comparison. Paul was looking for the uppertaker, not the undertaker. For we, which are alive, remain. But anyway, Jesus made this promise. Surely I come quickly. I want you to notice that we're closing this book. And I've read so much over I read again this week. I received a letter from a dear friend. And I won't say too much today. I don't know if we're watching now or not, but he sent me a letter this week. They used to be a member here, and they don't come no more. As a matter of fact, he asked me to take his name off the church roll. For one reason, because I believe that Jesus Christ can come at any moment. He believes that you have to go through the tribulation period. And in the letter, it's a 3-page letter. And I'm going to write him back. It was a nice, well-written letter. Gracefully, he didn't call me a scum of the earth. He just called me a false prophet. That's what he said. Some verses. He said, the Bible tells us not to, what was the word he used? Not hobnob, but associate with false prophets. And because I teach that Jesus could come at any moment, I'm a false prophet. And he gave me 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 of all the verses. And I know where he's going about that day shall not come until ABC, all these things. And that was his verse. And I've dealt with that so much, and I'm going to write him back anyway. And at the very end of the letter, he said, in these words, basically, he said that I cannot associate with you anymore, neither the church at Westwood, so please remove my name off the church roll, and we're going to do that. He's asked that we'll remove his name at the next business meeting and all. I'm going to call him or text or write him a letter. He believes, though, that Jesus cannot come till, I tell you what, not just John, the one who wrote this down, he saw these things take place. Now, he didn't know when, but he knew the order of events because he wrote these things. I remember in Revelation chapter 1, John, write these things that you hear, these things that you see, write them. And all through the book of Revelation, 4 or 5 times the angel or Lord had to remind him to write. Remember, we looked at that. That was really neat because he saw at certain times as he was writing, he was just so caught up with what he was seeing, what he was experiencing, that they had to kind of nudge him. Now, John, write. Right, right, right. He wrote these things down. And at the very end, when Jesus said, surely I come quickly, John said, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. If that doesn't convince you that Jesus Christ can come at any moment, I can't help you. Even so, come Lord Jesus. He did not say, even so, come Antichrist, so Jesus could come. He did not say, come four seals or the six trumpets or whatever. John, who wrote all these things, and he saw these things take place. When Jesus said, I come quick, surely, Bila Shaka, without a doubt, I come quickly. Amen. And it wouldn't hurt for some of y'all to say that. Amen. And then he says, even so come Lord Jesus. John was looking for the coming of Jesus when he finished this book. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, I'm telling you, you've been wrong before. You cannot convince me otherwise. And there's some great men out there, and I still got a little bit more here. There's some great men out there, great Baptist men, great friends that I still that believe that Jesus Christ will not come until this whatever. I'm going to hang with this till it hair lips Hannah. And I don't even know what that means. Daddy used to say that all the time from the pulpit. Hang with it if it hair lips Hannah. You know, I guess Hannah, whatever that means, you know. Hang on with bulldog tenacity. Remember that temple, Eric? He would say that. With bulldog tenacity. I'm telling you, I believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance. He's coming for us. Then in the Revelation, he comes for us and he comes with us. I learned from Doc Adams about the difference between the rapture, the translation, and the Revelation. In the rapture, the translation, Christ comes for his saints. In the Revelation, Christ comes with his saints. And that's good preaching, ain't it? We're closing the book of the Revelation, and these are the last words that Jesus tells us. How do I know these are his last words? Because they're written in red. Surely I come quickly. And John said, amen. What does the word amen mean? Truly, truly, truly. So be it. John was looking for Jesus to come when he said amen. And then he adds to it, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We ought to be looking for him to come. Don't let people deceive you or sway you. There was a fellow now, he's dead and in heaven. Good Baptist preacher. Good Baptist. Great. He started a Holy Land Experience. You know, I'm talking about Marv Rosenthal. Great. He probably forgotten more than I'll ever know. But he sure led a lot of people astray years ago. You know who I'm talking about? How many of you know who I'm talking about? Okay, how many of y'all have no idea who I'm talking about? That's fine. Okay. He started the Holy Land Experience. He was a Baptist, died a Baptist, born a Baptist, died a Baptist. Good man. He originally believed that Jesus Christ would come at any moment, but yet through his Bible study and all, he became enlightened that now Jesus cannot come at any moment. Now you have to go through, and actually through his teachings, and you could find his, he actually changed. It was a seventh trumpet and some other times that he would kind of vary the little dates of when he comes. He actually got it down to 45 days before the revelation. I read one time where he wrote 45 days before the revelation. He actually had it. You know what I'm talking about? The seventh trumpet, 45 days. Anyway, I won't go into all that. Lord would come. And he took a lot of people on his side because he's very intelligent man. Saved in heaven. Listen, you could be wrong about this and still die and go to heaven. You can be wrong on a lot of things and still die and go to heaven. But there's one thing you cannot be wrong about, and that's faith in Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only truth, and he's the only life. That's what we can disagree on a lot of things, but we cannot disagree on that one. Shed blood, the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to finish this up next week, and I'll put it all together.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.